ebhuti wethu vele nje washo nje ukuthi wena vele akakufuni bese kakhona lo munye lathandana naye so sicela uphume endlini yabhuti and I imagine that must have been traumatizing for you, isn't it?
Extremely so. At the time, I was only 24. Mm. Milton was 27. You know, life was looking up and great for us. I was excited about what lay ahead. I wasn't at all prepared for what happened, you know, let alone being accused of being a murderer. So, hey, it's sad. It's heart-wrenching because mostly the people who do this are women. It's mostly the mother-in-law and the sisters, you know. And you ask yourself, don't they think this may befall them? And you find ukuthi lo mama yenuhleli kahle kamnandi kwakhe, you know. But manje lo mntana omfana uma seka decide ukuthi yena sekafuna ukuthatha umfazi, then akusabi mnandi, kuba as if basuke balindile vele ukuthi kube nento embi eyenzakalayo. In my case, Milton was a breadwinner, you know. He was that guy ukuthi everybody within the family could go to, you know, for whatsoever need. And somehow I knew ukuthi I wasn't liked for the fact that he loved me. So when this happened, it was just the ammunition because bangangithandi vele, but kwaba ukuthi iya savele sabona ukuthi uzombulala. I was only 24, but so, and umbulala kanjani umuntu uzithwele? That was my first child.
Yeah.
That was our first child together.
Yeah.
So how do you then plot to kill someone? Ukuthi nawe ukustage as sensitive kanje. And I thank God for my son. He'll be turning 15 in December. You know, I was told ukuthi he wasn't going to survive. The mother-in-law said to me, ubezobola in my womb, you know. But God being great, here we are 15 years later.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate and sad ukuthi my son has never had a relationship with them. Still namanje, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, as you speak, I can understand your pain because your story, I can relate to it somehow. I lost a husband too. So now, Kulumanje, I know exactly what you're talking about. So what is your advice maybe to someone who is in your current situation right now? Someone oqoshiwe ekhaya, but wena thola tijumba takho, siyathi ukuthi le ndlo ohlala kuyo yathengwa ngibhuti. What is your advice to that person?
Okay, okokuqala ne, each case must be dealt with on its own merits because bakhona ngithi vele labo mama or abosisi abayenzayo le nto ukuthi bathenga abantu. There's a case I saw recently in the news where this woman was sentenced and it's kukhona loko asidinayi. But not everyone must be painted with the same brush. Akusi wonke umuntu ofanelwe umlingani wakhe okumele apendwe manje ukuthi umbulele, uyabona. So uma kunomama or usisi omamele manje ozithola kule simo lesi, uyazi deep down in her heart ukuthi akayenzanga le nto, and uyazi ukuthi yena nomuntu wakhe bebethandana be-right. I'm very sorry ukuthi-ke azithole kuleso simo leso. Ne, kubalulekile-ke ukuthi aqale azicoce yena, you know, like mentally and emotionally, because this thing can really take a toll on your emotional and mental well-being. So we are seeing uma kukuthi mhlambe une outlet, maybe spirituality, you know. That's where you need to start because you need the energy. Angeke umelane nalesimo lesi ungana base. Uyayibona leyo nto leyo. Because kuningi kuba nendaba zama estates. Mina in my case, njengoba ngisho ukuthi they kicked me out and took everything, even though, you know, there's kwani mwata malobolo for the fact that there's naga buksaina.
Yeah.
A home affairs. We are born. So that gave them a leg to stand on. So ngazama ukuthi ngilwe lempi through ama lawyers, but yo, it's 15 years, ne? The estate has still not been finalized because it's more complicated than what it is. Now, la ma lawyer wakona, bukhona lawa unscrupulous, you will bleed financially but babe bangakusiza, uyabona. So uma kuwukuthi uthola kuleso simo leso, I'm sorry mntase khaya, but focus on yourself and the children if there are children. We are able to learn to say, yeah. When all has been said and done, the truth shall come out and they shall reap what they have sown. Obalekile, you will be nyako. We're still, because what happens to you trickles down to them. So you need to cut this vicious cycle. In my case, I said, this was done to me. You know, innocent as he is, but I said, it will stop with him. I don't want him to grow up being bitter, you know, because of what happened to umamake naye. We are one.
Yeah.
So it's all about choosing life, choosing what's best for you, choosing peace above everything else.
Yeah. Well, that's a widow activist Nonhlanhla Mondlane. Sis Nonhlanhla, I wish you all the best. And we need more people like you, labakhona ukukhuluma about the experiences, because when you talk about it, chances are it will help someone lubukene nalesimo sakho exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Bonga mina sis.
All right, we'll have more music next. UNRISE FM.